There you go. Two tickets. I got to figure out this Buc-ee's thing, too, man. I got to get the Buc-ee's, man.
You're going to go to the one in Missouri? Is that what you wanted to do? Missouri,
no,
right?
We were trying to go to Uranus, Missouri.
No one's trying to go
we're
there.
We're not making it to Uranus.
No, that's out.
That sounded so weird.
We're not.
But no, it's for all the people that's like, oh, my gosh, he's using foreign language on the air. No, it's a place called Uranus, Missouri, and they sell fudge.
We're back here again?
No, I'm just saying. Doing that for the people that don't, you know, because I'm pretty sure Rod and those guys get emails talking about how lewd and obnoxious we are on the air sometime. And I'm just letting people know. I'm not trying to be. I'm just saying that's what it's called, Uranus, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell fudge.
We're not making it to Uranus.
No, we're not making it.
We're just not making
it. We're not making it to Uranus. They got thick wood hard. Yeah, that's.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what else is a lot? This Eagles kicking game right now, or at least it's up and down.
way to get us out of that.
I didn't know where to go, so I just figured let's get back to where we're trying to go, which is this morning, Nick Sirianni on with Joe and John. He was asked, like, hey, is Jake Elliott still your guy? He's missing extra points left and right. Here's what Sirianni said this morning.
Yes, for sure. For sure. You know, he's 6 for 6 in the playoffs on field goals and in adverse conditions. I got a lot of faith in Jake, and I know he's clutch when we need him to be clutch.
Does he have confidence issues?
No, I think Jake is pretty solid. I think if to see a guy miss a kick and then come back, I think it shows the exact opposite, actually. Like, to see a guy miss a kick and then come back under those circumstances and the conditions. Again, we'll never use the conditions as an excuse, but the conditions were the conditions. It's going to make it more difficult for any kicker to kick the ball. And I think it showed, again, like I said, it shows just the opposite. You know, he misses an extra point early in the game and then nails 3 field goals. So I think it shows just the opposite, that he is able to put the next, embrace the adversity.
Hugh, so he's kind of spinning what happened on Sunday in a good way, even though he did miss 2 extra points in the game. It was kind of an interesting spin by Sirianni. Like, well, yeah, but he bounced back, and he hit 3 field goals. So this morning, they had a poll on their morning show, here with Joe and John. Who should be the Eagles kicker versus the Commanders? Ready for this, Hugh? They had 2 choices, Jake Elliott or the best available free agent kicker. So 78% voted Jake Elliott, but 22% are willing to take just whoever, like, we don't even know the guy's name, just like a stranger off the street to kick on Sunday. That's a lot.
I love this fan base, man, but come on, dog. Let's not do that. I know we're emotional, thinking about what Chris called this morning. He was emotional. Let's just calm down.
Calm down.
Calm down.
This is championship week.
I know it is, but listen, we have to dance with the lady that we brought to the dance, and that's Jake Elliott. He's going to come through for us, man. Listen, it's not meant to be. Situations like that, it's not meant to be easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. It would be. If there was no adversity, we wouldn't appreciate it as much as we do. Think about that beautiful speech that Jason Kelce had when he threw everybody under the bus. he didn't throw everybody under the bus. The best one when he talked about Lane being on the juice and nobody wanted the running back. Like, dog, when you hear that now,
yeah,
that thing hit different, but it's the truth. Think about the misfit team that was and the run that they went on. If it wasn't for stuff like this, we wouldn't have nothing to talk about, man. Go ahead and enjoy this run, man. Let's just enjoy this. Jake is going to come through for us, and all y'all folks that's worried about him ain't going to have nothing to worry about after we win this Super Bowl. Eastbound and down, man. 1 week. We got 1 week to go. You can do anything for 1 week. You can fight a bear for 1 week. I'm telling my inner coach, Joe, you can drive a car through a tornado for 1 week. There's no easy you can do whatever you want to do.
For 1 more week,
man. Just get it done.
That's my Coach Joe moment.
So I don't want to volunteer you for any more work than you already do, but just the way you were saying, like, it's not meant to be easy, I think you should get on the PA system anytime a play goes wrong on Sunday, as everyone is like,
Man, listen.
It's not meant to be easy.
I don't want that smoke, because I don't want to be. First of all, I don't want to get hit with a stray beer bottle. I don't want that.
Then, Elliot missed an extra point. Calm down, everyone. Hey, it's not meant to be easy.
And then, you know, me trying to run up in the stands and get beat up.
Who is that guy telling me to calm down?
Man, yeah. Hey, look, they be like, oh, my God, they beat you up in the stands. No, I'm good.
WIP host ex-Eagle.
Hey, listen, I'm
smacked
just gonna,
in the stands on Sunday yeah, for I'm telling
gonna,
fans to calm down.
Yeah, I'm just going to sit here, and I'm going to talk on this station. I'm going to get called an idiot a few times. Then I'm going to go home and relax and just wait for tomorrow. That's it.
They're cheering you, Douglas,
no,
in
you know
Philly.
You know what's funny? I have friends of mine, like good friends, that are unfortunately Commodores fans. That are listening to this right now, making fun of us, because we sit up here arguing with one another, man.
That's what we do every day.
Every day. And I told them, I said, no, this is what we do. But they're like, what are you guys arguing? Because we, you know what I'm saying?
They
we
forgot
love each
what
other.
It felt like to care
yeah.
about their team.
They did. Ooh, it's been 30 years.
That's a good one. Y'all ain't had nothing significant to be happy about forever.
Well, yeah, like, now, what are they fighting yeah, about?
They're in the honeymoon, too, like of this Jaden Daniels thing. Like, they're all happy right now.
Yeah. So back up yeah. off me, Rich, while you keep texting me yeah. talking about y'all. Y'all don't know how that. Whatever, man. Y'all just take care of y'all business.
Funny to them, Josh Harris must be the greatest thing since sliced
bread. Since frozen food.
I know. It's crazy. Same person, two different cities. Like to just again, like there's a lot of reasons why we got to win this game. I mean, Hugh's got a trip planned, and you know.
I just want to go to Bucky's.
I know. I
want to buy so much stuff from Bucky's, Joe, that I'm gonna have to ship it back to Philly. I'm serious. I'm all jokes
well,
aside.
When we went to Disney World a couple of summers ago. That's what we had to do because
yeah,
my son got a
back.
Lightsaber, right? And you can't bring the lightsaber on the plane. That's a whole thing.
Yeah,
so we had
I'm
to ship the lightsaber back.
I'm shipping a whole bunch
back.
Of stuff back to Philly. I am shipping. I'm getting T-shirts. I'm getting some beaver nuggets. I'm getting some. I probably won't ship the brisket back because that probably won't.
That wouldn't hold. No.
I'm going to get some Bucky spices. They got spices. They got candy.
Don't they have spices everywhere?
Yeah, but they ain't got Bucky spices. And then I just had a friend
West
of mine.
Indies, Hugh?
Then I had a friend of mine.
This,
he sent me.
Place,
I'm gonna get Bucky's cups.
I feel like we're going way too far with the Bucky's.
You can see you don't understand, Kyle. And I've been trying to sprinkle you and tell you about this every day, but you just don't want to comprehend.
It's a gas station.
It's an experience.
This
it's not
this
a gas
is my
station.
Fault, this I'm is too
not,
dense
it's
to
not
get
a gas
it.
Station. It's an experience. And everybody, listen. Everybody that I have steered to Bucky's, thank you for reaching out to me and telling me what I already knew. It's an experience to go to Bucky's. And you're not going to diminish how important Bucky's is, Kyle. We're going to get there on this bus. We're going to Bucky's.
I've got
two tickets to paradise, baby.
Paradise Bucky's?
We can do anything for one more week. One more week. I didn't have anything to say after that. I lost it. I lost the moment.
Lost steam.
I lost steam. I was trying to think of something clever to say, but I missed the moment.
108. You know, it's over.
If Bucky's ever does migrate up here, they know the number one guy that they need to talk to.
It is the easiest plug and play spokesperson of all time.
Man, y'all don't understand. Like, you know what? When we go to Bucky's, Joe, I'm going to take a video of you walking into the store. And I want to see how you feel.
Okay.
Because when I walked in, I was overwhelmed.
One day.
It's a beautiful place, man.
One day.
Beautiful place.
When Bucky's migrates up north.
You're tearing up over there.
To this show, place, man. Bucky's will be what Blue Chew now is to the afternoon show. It'll be.
That blue, don't listen. I try to, you know, try not to talk about other folks' business. But boy, those some of them taglines they got for them Blue Chews. Wait, what did I say something about getting lucky tonight or going to Pound Town or something? What did he say? He said something towards the end.
It's a lot. Yeah,
it's a lot going on.
It is. All right, so this show's got a lot going on. So we're all good. We're just going to – so head in the sand with Elliot? Is that what we're doing? I mean, I'm with you.
Sure.
We can't, yeah.
What do you mean hand in the sand? What are we talking about?
We're just going to pretend
that's
it's okay.
It's too much worry for me for one day.
No, I'm
like
with you.
Elliot, Ferguson on the Hurts thing
kicker.
Today.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. I'm going to
once we find out that Hurts' knee is okay, then I will shift my focus to being worried about Jake Elliott.
You know what's funny? Because you know I do the whole ask me anything thing,
yeah.
Right? The questions I get about Jake Elliott are just ridiculous. Hey, what do you think about the kicker? I have never in my life had a fan base that I've ever been around that worried about the kicker as much as we do about our kicker.
There's two extra points on Sunday.
Yeah, I know, but we still won. I get it. And I'm not trying to diminish it. I get it. But, you know, I mean, that's
we're a smart fan base sometimes.
That's the least of my worries.
Boy, we have taken
very smart.
You know, I don't know if I've ever seen a season where we've taken
fan base.
We've taken more liberties, but we still won. I mean, it's
yeah.
That's
yeah.
this whole season.
Well, I can't multitask worries. Like, I can only do one at a time.
Focus one at a time. Yeah. So today it's Hurts' knee. We'll let the Elliott thing go for today. All right, Chuck and Manari. What's up, Chuck?
But tomorrow's another day.
Hey, Chuck.
Dude, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, listen, we here, man. We here. It's the week of NFC Championship game, and we here. You know what I mean? I'm not changing my kicker. No, I'm sticking with Jake Elliott. Jake has made some big kicks for us in the past, and I trust him. And y'all should trust him, too. All right, he made some big kicks in that game on Sunday in the snow. And he missed some extra points. I don't know what that's about, but I trust him, man. That's it. We here now. That's the bottom line. But here's the thing, though, right? I've been sitting here contemplating in my mind, this team, this Commanders team, reminds me of the team we had in 2001 when we went up against the Rams. They not ready yet. You know what I mean? We wasn't ready yet. We went up against the Rams. They've been there before. They had more of a veteran team that knew how to win. And we just wasn't ready yet. That's what the Commanders run. They coming up. Their fairy tale ends on Sunday, okay? And that's the bottom line. But this quarterback has been on the heater, okay? He's been on the heater. And I'm figuring out ways in my mind, how can we stop this guy? Dude, would you put a spy on him throughout the game?
We didn't the last time, you know, but, you know.
Yeah, he ran all over the last time, too.
Yeah, yeah. Not really. He has some key plays.
I think he had 81 yards.
Yeah, I guess that's not, you know, I still my ceiling is 100, but that's not bad because we didn't do it the first time because he's a little banged up.
Yeah,
I look at it like this, Chuck. This is a pull out all the stops game. So yeah, to your point, yeah, I probably would because they're going to do the same thing that we're going to do. They're trying to win this game.
I think the secondary on this defense, you know what I mean, which is Demolition Green. You know, the best defense in the league, Demolition Green.
He workshopped that one.
I like that, yeah.
He workshopped that one.
Demolition Green, baby. That's what they are. I'm telling you. Listen, the secondary is going to have the biggest game of the year. They're going to have the biggest game of the year because a lot of those sacks are going to come. They're going to be coverage sacks because we can't just rush willy-nilly. I've been a spy on this guy every once in a while just to throw a different look at him. And I like to play man a little bit because Scary Terry don't really scare me. You put my man on there, Quinyon Mitchell on him, or you could put Slay on him. And I don't think they got an old-ass tight end. They ain't got much. You know, I think the Rams presented more of a problem as far as wide receivers go than what they do. And I would play man a lot more and put a spy on this guy. Now, you obviously want to play in the zone so you can, you know, watch him when he's trying to take off and running. But he picks zones apart, man. You got to play a little bit more man in this game and get up on these receivers, man. And I'm telling you, put a spy on him and mush rush him. Keep him in the pocket. That's how you stop this guy. Remember, he's still a rookie. Now, he's on a heater, but he's still a rookie, and he's going to have to hit a rookie wall. And I'm telling you, he's going to hit it Sunday.
Well, I hope you're right, Chuck, and I like the idea. Chuck, good phone call. That's an interesting comp, Hugh. He compared the Commanders now to your team in 01 and the Eagles being the Rams. Like, at home, more seasoned. They had been in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Like, that Rams team had been there before. It was kind of your first real run through the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that, man. And it's one of those things. You're going to have mistakes that are going to be made. But here's the flip side of that. The coach has been through this before, Dan Quinn. And Dan, you know what's funny about Dan Quinn? This is similar to the run that he had in Atlanta when he first got there. And it's funny. Like, the narrative for me and Coach Quinn has changed. I thought, you know, I made fun of the fact that, you know, he wasn't their first choice and all this other stuff and the way that they vetted the young quarterbacks and everything. But they did the right thing. And I had a chance, you know, just texting Doug Williams a few days ago and was talking about the quarterback. Just sent a little quick text. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, man, he's special. And Doug sent back, and he's a good person. That, to me, it speaks volumes about him because as bad as they've needed a quarterback over the years, the fact that he didn't even mention anything about his quarterback, he talked about him as a person, that speaks volumes. That's something that they haven't had in Washington in a long time, a leader. Think about it like this, Joe. This is just, what, a year or two removed from a Super Bowl winning coach coming in there trying to coach the offense, and they went and told on him. They went and told on
the enemy, yeah.
Yeah, they went and told on BN. Remember that? They were so
their
dysfunctional.
Culture was broken, yeah.
They went and told on the coach trying to get them right. They go out and get this young man And they playing like they the 85 Chicago Bears. They trying to make it happen.
It's one of the greatest turnaround stories in NFL history. I mean,
yeah,
now
it's time to put that.
That's right.
Time to put that baby to bed.
Cute story, but it's got to end here this
week.
Yeah, that
was cute. It's a cute story, but hey, it's time to put that baby to bed because I'm trying to get the Buc-ee's.
It's time to win ugly and get
the
Buc-ee's.
He's bound it down.
Loading up in truck at our music.
I've got two tickets for Paradise.
I thought Paradise was New Orleans.
Yeah, well, like I'm trying to see now. I'm workshopping this trip.
I guess it's a gas station.
So after we hit Buc-ee's. Did we roll into to New Orleans? I mean, what we drinking on? I know Jack's on deck.
Oh, the grenades, the hand grenades.
We drinking grenades.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just going ham.
Right in.
We going straight. Okay.
Well, I mean, just
checking.
I mean, we got a show on Monday. How much are we supposed to have? I mean,
all depends. And then, excuse me. All depends on what time we get into town too. Because like after nine, if we got to get there before 6 o'clock. I don't like to drink after 6.
After 6 p.m.?
Yeah, I don't like to drink after 6.
That doesn't leave much time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why we got to get
it down
in.
And so does Hugh.
You know what I mean? No, I'm just saying.
That's
because
you fall asleep
when
the sun goes
down. Yeah, because, I still got to go to work. I got to be somewhat coherent. Anything later than that, it might be a wrap for work the next day.
It's like it hurts his knee. Just adrenaline gets us through the week. All right, Music City Mike is up. What's up, Music City Mike?
Not much, man. Just listening to y'all as usual and enjoying the show and got nothing but love for my man Hugh, but
here comes.
I gotta disagree, man. It's just a gas station, buddy. It's just a gas
station. Hold up,
you know,
wait a minute. First of all,
they're all about it, and you
bite
come on. Oh, it's so
your
great. It's a
tongue.
Gas station.
You know what? Because you don't appreciate it. You don't understand. You're not about to sit here. See, I'm okay. With you talking about my Eagles takes and not liking my takes, but you will not sit here, sir, and you will not disrespect Buc-ee's like that. Buc-ee's is a whole experience. They have bathrooms that are like you could, if you wanted to, you could have relations in those bathrooms. I'm just saying this is an example. They're closed in. You can't see anybody. You can't look through the little crack to see anybody tushy.
But that's not making me want to go there.
No, but I'm just saying that's an experience. You go in there and they have lobster stuffed chickens. So I've been told. I don't know that for sure.
Lobster stuffed chickens.
I've been told
whole chickens.
A whole chicken.
Go ahead, Music City Mike.
No, I just say I'll give them the bathrooms. They're the cleanest bathrooms I've ever seen in a gas station.
All right, well, that's
is that
good.
It?
Yeah, but
see, Mike, see, I was okay with Mike coming. I don't mind you talking about my Eagles takes and not disagreeing. But when you blaspheme Buc-ee's like that, that is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I just ordered a Buc-ee's hat too. It'll be here in a couple weeks. It should be here.
We're
today.
Going.
Hey, no, I just want to say this one thing before I let y'all go. Uh-huh. I really do appreciate your show because I'm the manic, crazy Eagles fan for the last 45 years. I always expect the worst thing to happen, and I've been all over Jalen about just this season and things like that, but y'all talk me down and get me back right. Well, Joe, you don't help with that too much, but I just feel like, I don't know, man, it's all on what number one does, and I know 2-6 is great, and I know the O-line's great, but that's the factor right there. Like, if he just has a great game, and just does what he keeps doing, don't turn over the ball, I feel like we got a good chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, man, he's bound it down.
That's right. Well, I agree with that, Mike. If he plays really well, they're going to win the whole thing. I mean, that's how good their team is. Mike, we appreciate it, and thank you for the truth and the speaking real truth on Buc-ee's. But the reality is if Jalen plays great the next 2 weeks, we're having a parade here. I mean, this team's loaded
bananas.
Around him.
And I'm going to have my Buc-ee's. I'm going to have me a little Buc-ee's poncho. On with the little shawl. Yeah, because I saw somebody had, it was at the game, and they had like the whole Buc-ee's pullover. It was like a poncho. I think that's what they call a poncho, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it had one of those with the little hood on it. I'm going to get one of those. I'm going to get some mitts. I'm going to definitely get some cups. Got to get some Buc-ee cups. And what else? Definitely some T-shirts. I'm just excited.
Not all of our head is in the right place.
The Buc-ee's thing is the Jalen Hurts conversation because it's near and dear to Hugh.
Uh-huh.
Hugh is saying you don't appreciate it enough. The relations in the bathroom is like him not turning the ball over.
Wait a minute, how did you?
But at the end of the day, he might just be a gas station.
And look, it doesn't mean you can't
it's
win.
It's an experience.
It's an experience. Well, I would say watching Jalen play quarterback is an experience for sure. Tom in Phoenixville, what's up, Tom?
Oh, hey, yeah.
Hey, Tom.
I called about 3 or 4 weeks ago and wanted to emphasize
the statistics that support Jalen. It is so frustrating to hear that he's considered an average passer. He is not an average passer. The statistics clearly, clearly prove it. In 22, he was considered...
Let's go just, Tom, before you go on. Let's just do this season. Every year to year is different. Tom, he was a superb player in 22. What about this year?
This year, he continues to be a superb player. Okay, the difference is his passing statistics have improved. He is the fifth best passer, just pure passing. I'm talking passing, not quarterback. As a passer, you can look at the statistics. They're all over the place. He is the fifth best passer in 22. He is improved. He's still fifth best in 24.
Well, but you're using an efficiency marker. That's one statistic.
No. And the more he passes, the better his passing statistics. Okay? Remember the week where AJ was complaining about the lack of passing? And then the very next week, they wound up passing like double what they had been all year. And his passing statistics went off the charts.
Tom, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I just have this question for anyone who thinks like this.
Yeah.
On average... do you think teams that are good at throwing and good at running get more yards on passes or throws? Passes or runs, excuse me.
Okay, most teams don't have a Barkley.
No, but do you get more? Do you get more yards on passes or runs on average?
You get clearly on most teams get more yards passing because they don't have a Barkley.
Well, but Tom, so do the Eagles. The Eagles get 8 yards an attempt on average on a pass this season. They get about five point whatever, right on the runs. Yet they don't throw it. They throw it at some of the least rate in the NFL because they don't want him to throw it much.
No, that's not true.
Well, it is.
That's your assumption.
No, it's a fact. Tom, we watched it. They threw the ball the first 4 weeks, and they lost. Then they decided to stop throwing it, and they started to win. I mean, that's what they've done.
Because they realized that they had a fantastic runner. And they said, let's balance this. Let's change the balance.
They had no idea he was a good running back before that.
Yeah, they also realized that the more Jalen threw, the worse outcomes happened. Sacks and interceptions and fumbles.
True. But
Tom,
it is. You're not looking at the statistics.
I am. Last year, he threw more than ever, and he led the league in interceptions. The first 4 weeks this year, he averaged over 30 attempts per game, and he had the most turnovers in the league.
And what does he have now?
Because he stopped throwing the ball.
No.
He took more time.
He's changing the way he's passing, and he has actually improved. Okay, he is a better passer now than he was then. And if they didn't have Barkley, they would be throwing the ball more, and they would be getting more passing yards.
Would he also have this rate of interceptions this low and turnovers this low and sacks this low if they threw it more?
Well, when he throws more, there are games this year. I think it was a Pittsburgh game where he threw 35 to 40 passes, had no interceptions. I mean, just trust the statistics. The statistics say it all.
I know. I'm looking at them. The first 4 weeks of the season, he threw it 34, 30, 38, 30. He had four interceptions, and he lost. I got to find the fumbles lost, but he lost quite a few fumbles.
And I guess I give you a so what. Let's look at the whole year. So, why are you ignoring what has happened over the whole year?
He's thrown the ball. They have allowed him to throw the ball 30 times in a game once since September.
Yeah, and what happened then? He scored. His statistics went off the charts.
But Tom, I don't understand why we can't realize this. If they thought he was really good at it, they would do it more.
Why would they take it away from Barkley? Why would they run Barkley less? Why you don't think there's some logic there that they could do whatever they want, actually. If they want to knock Barkley down and pass more, that's an option. But they're choosing to balance it off and have Barkley run a lot more than any other year.
You don't think there's a correlation between when they stopped throwing the football and started to win? You think this is all just a coincidence?
On Sunday,
they dropped back to pass 7 times. They ended the game with 63 net passing yards. He took 63 yards in sacks. Did you watch that?
Yes, I did. And my point here, you can take any one game. I mean, you can take any quarterback that ever existed and find games where they played horribly, okay? You have to look at the entire year. Look at the statistics. Why don't you look at them and just quote
them? Look at the stats, Joe.
I'm trying here. Tom.
Let me.
Tom, are you a baseball guy too, or just a football guy?
I'm baseball also, but not to the extent of.
Okay. I need to quickly do this. I know I should stop, but Edmundo Sosa. Remember when he was really hot this season for the Phillies? Yeah. He hit like 330 for a month and like 7 home runs. Do you think if Edmundo Sosa got 600 at bats, he continues to hit 330?
That was the same argument you gave me before.
I know, okay. Because it's the same thing.
But it's not happening with our quarterback.
Stick to your guns, Tom.
Because they don't let him throw the ball.
Stick to your guns, Tom.
Okay. It is just not true. Just look at the statistics. Look at the games where he throws more and tell me what it says.
Going for the kill, Tom.
Passing statistics. Now, one last thing, please. Just give me 30 seconds. One last thing. Because I want to switch. I hardly ever hear this. On how do you think he rates as a runner? Do you understand that in the history of the NFL, he has the third most rushing touchdowns?
I know. That's why all day I said he needs to run to win. I know he's a tremendous. I'm done. Tom, I appreciate it. Hugh egging him on.
Call again, Tom. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Please do. Please, because working here with Joe, what is that? Big V gets not Big V.
Jay
gets on you, and then not Tom.
Like talking to a wall.
You only got 34 minutes.
215.
Joe might have to rank his top arch nemesis caller.
Oh, no.
Tom's good. I try to lead him. It's like leading the horse to water, and the horse just stands there. Drink the water, Tom. It's right there. All right, no more.
Take them glasses off. You knew it was real.
It's only Tuesday. We got 3 more days. All right, 215.
Eastbound and down, Joe.
94-94. That's how you hop board. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Road again. Oh, this is my song, Willie Nelson. Road again. He's a big-time weed smoker, by the way. Just one side note. He gets high.
Hopefully not while driving.
No, I don't know about that.
Not the road, yeah.
No. Nah.
All right, speaking of our road trip, our bus trip, our trip that's, I guess, the Buc-ee's with a Super Bowl mixed in, we just saw this. Guess what's going on down in New Orleans right now? The biggest blizzard in New Orleans history.
Oh,
there's
no.
6 inches of snow in New Orleans.
Wow.
They better get all that out of the way now before we get down there in a couple weeks, because we're not. I don't even think that was possible. Planning for that. All right.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, we got to make sure they're all ready to go for us. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, I know a lot of people want to talk about Hurts. I don't want this to be about passing. We've done a lot of those conversations. I just want him
too
to.
Late.
Well, I know. I just want him to be able to run on Sunday. I think he needs his legs. I think they need his legs for the run game, for the victory on Sunday. I hope he's going to be fully healthy or close to it. Hugh thinks they're going to be okay, even if he's not able to move like normal. We'll see as the week goes on here. But we opened the show today with a Daily Douglas, some advice. But then, you know, sometimes even the person giving the advice, they're not the best person at kind of executing their own advice. So we know the mayor yesterday had, can we hear this? Some issues with a chant that we hear on WIP every day.
Let me hear you all say, E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles!
Yeah, she was
Let's go, Bird!
Yes, so Mayor Parker struggled yesterday with that. And then this morning, you know, Daily Douglas saying, you know, just take your time. But then about an hour later on the show, we had this incident. Yeah, that's a good idea. You're right about that.
Like, if you even say it in your mind, say E, and then you say A, L, G, and you're like, whatever. But see, in my defense,
E-A-L.
You Kyle didn't even catch that. I could have let that go, but in the interest of being fair and balanced, I did that to see what y'all on y'all toes.
Yeah, I like how you spin this, too.
Yeah. I know you
that.
Didn't.
I did that to see what y'all on y'all toes. E, and then you say A,
I did
L,
that. I did that on purpose.
G. No. You know what, Kyle? You know what I did, to be totally honest? I didn't take my own damn advice. I didn't spell it in my head. I just started talking. Point still remains the same. You got to slow down when you say that chant
E,
there.
And then you say A.
You ain't got to keep playing it. Nobody asked you for that. Yeah, now just put it in there with all the rest of the failures that tried to do it.
Let me hear you all say E.
Except for the mayor. Can't call the mayor a fair. Might need the mayor one day.
When you're trying to open a Buc-ee's in Philadelphia,
yeah, she had a tough week.
I might need the mayor one day.
Do you think the key might be what you just said, spell it out in your head before? Because it seems so many people get tripped up as they try to do it just like off
the cuff. Well, you know, it was like I was trying to be, you know, I'm trying to make a point, and I was like, damn, Hugh, you screwed it up your damn self. I'm trying to make the point, and I'm like, damn, you didn't mess around and did what everybody else did.
Maybe it's harder than I'm thinking it is.
No, it's you're in the moment. And you're listening, and you're like, E-A-G. Instead of thinking that, you just start talking.
There's been some moments over the years. I think some of the pregames in the past, if it was a trot, someone really had a tough time. Doc, I mean, it's happened. I mean, it happens to the best of us. It got
it happened to Jalen one time when they went to the Super Bowl, didn't it? He spelled it wrong, or he sang his fight song wrong.
He just sang it terribly.
He sang it terrible. Yeah, terrible fight song.
I think Ike screwed it up at the pregame show 2 weeks ago.
I see. It gets a lot of people.
I tell you what, man, and I don't feel bad because it happens to everybody. Yeah, that one right there. See, it's the E and the A. It's the GL. That's what it is.
Wait a minute.
For
that
most
was,
people,
that was only like four letters.
No, but
did
I'm
he
just
say
saying.
E L E S.
So I think if I had to guess what was happening, he realized he screwed up and just went to Eagles. Like, so everyone.
That's what you do when
just
you screw it up.
Just get to the Eagles and stop spelling.
Just when you screw it up, you just hope the sweet little baby Jesus, ain't nobody heard it, just keep it moving. E, and then you say A. See, that's where I screwed up at.
G.
I did it too slow.
You know, no one ever
screws. So there's a happy medium.
It's never the end that gets people. It's always those first four letters.
Yeah.
It's like, if you get through there, you're home free. Let's get back to the phone lines here. We have Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
My dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's going
man?
On, man?
Will, what's up, buddy?
Oh man, listen. This is my thing, right? We talk all this about Jalen. You know what I'm saying? But where are we at?
NFC right Championship here. Game.
One game right before here, the Super Bowl.
Right? Exactly. So the thing is, like Jalen, what Jalen need to do is what Jalen been doing. You dig what I'm saying? Because the thing is, like I said before, when we drafted Saquon, right? Not drafted, but when we got Saquon, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. It was all based upon the run. We knew what we was getting. So, yes, the passing is going to cut down, and it's been working. So my thing is this, just like we did with the Rams, man, put that Daniels in the box, man. Put him in the box, you know, like the boy said, you know, put a spy on him. And let's eat, you know, let that defense eat. And we ain't talking about the defense has 16 takeaways in the last five games. We ain't talking about all these different quarterbacks that was giving the ball up, that was throwing picks and everything, turning the ball over. You see where they at. They watching us. They watching a real quarterback. They watching a real team, and, you know, keep going, right? The last thing I want to say, everybody keeps saying that Washington playing with the house money. Well, guess who the house is? And guess who always win? House win. The Eagles is the house, baby. So if y'all want it, listen, bring that money, put it on the table, and go home losers. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I like that. I like that confidence. Will, good phone call. Well, speaking of the turnovers thing, so Jaden Daniels this season has nine total interceptions, and he's played, 19 games?
Mm-hmm.
Three of those are against the Eagles, though. They got him for one here in Philadelphia, I believe, and they got him for two down in Washington. So they've got him, Hugh. They've picked him off three times in the two games.
Yeah. So there's going to be, you know, Jaden's going to come in here and he's going to try to do his thing. No question about that. But I think that we have enough and we have the right kind of personnel that we match up extremely well with him, man. Speed kills in a game like this, especially playing against a quarterback like that. Mm. Speed kills. And, you know, CJGJ is going to do a hell of a job to make sure that he does not get kicked out the game this time. I think that was a deciding factor. And you look at Jalen started that game off, looked like he was about to light the Commodores up.
Well, they were up. They were going down for another score. He ran, and Frankie Louvu took him out of the game.
Yeah.
Like, tried to take Jared Goff out of it.
It's funny. People, now Frankie Louvu has that moniker of being a dirty player. I don't think he's a dirty player, man.
No, but if Jalen's in the open field, he's coming.
He's going to take his head off.
He's coming to hit
him. Get down.
That's for sure. Let's talk to Ray in Norristown. Hey, Ray.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Ray. What's up?
I just wanted to say this one thing. I think Jalen Hurts is a great quarterback, but I just started looking at just things that make me question whether or not, because he's hurt, he's going to be that impactful in our game. I mean, the RPO and then the running with Saquon Barkley. The thing that just keeps coming to my mind is that he's not a timing quarterback when he throws balls to receivers at the top of their route. He has to have confidence and trust in them. And the last thing about that is he's a line of sight quarterback. He throws the ball directly when he feels they're open. And I see all the patterns that they run. And the fact that the coaches took the air out the ball so that they would not get caught in him turning the ball over, which he does. And then the fact, lastly, he did a lot of check downs and audible with changing the plays. So I'm thinking that he has to run. And if he can't run, he has to stand in that pocket and get it to those Lamborghini wide receivers that we pay $1 zillion to and let them prove and get us to the championship.
Let's do
That's
it.
That's what I got.
Yeah, well, Ray, good phone call. I mean, Hugh, this as we go through this week, this might be, if Jalen is compromised physically with his knee, this is going to end up being a big test for Kellen Moore, right? He's got to...
You got to call a good game, man.
Set him up, easy throws, quick throws.
Yeah, and you can't let the game get away from you. I think for most Eagle fans, and what we were talking about this morning, we're afraid that with what the Commodores did last week to the Lions, that the game's going to get away from us. Can't let that happen. Anytime you're in a playoff scenario, in a playoff situation like that, you can't let the game get away from you. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if the Commanders come in here and score 45. Now, are they going to get into the 20s? Probably. How many, like, on top of your head right now?
17. We have the best
That'd
defense.
Be pretty damn impressive,
That'd be
man.
Amazing.
We have the best defense. I understand that we got one of our linebackers hurt, but we got the best defense in the playoffs right now.
Well, if you're
17.
Well, you know what that means?
17.
They're going to make a lot of fourth
down
stops.
That means Buckies.
The Commanders aren't punting. So they're going to go for fourth downs.
17. This is what's going to happen, because this is how you stop that. There's going to be, and what I mean by that is stop them from doing that fourth down. Stuff them. I don't think I don't think Coach Quinn in this game against us, I mean, he's not going to be that riverboat gambler.
Oh, I disagree.
You don't think so?
I think this is how they got here. I think he's going for fourth downs game.
Listen, your guard hurt. We got a grown-ass man in that middle. Boy, it better be if it's fourth and inches, you better think about that. Road again. Oh, this is my song, Willie Nelson. Road again. He's a big time weed smoker, by the way. Just one side note. He gets high.
Hopefully not while driving.
No, I don't know about that.
Not the road, yeah.
No.
All right, speaking of our road trip, our bus trip, our trip that's, I guess, the Buc-ee's with a Super Bowl mixed in, we just saw this. Guess what's going on down in New Orleans right now? The biggest blizzard in New Orleans history.
Oh,
there's
no.
6 inches of snow in New Orleans.
Wow.
They better get all that out of the way now before we get down there in a couple weeks, because we're not. I don't even think that was possible. Planning for that. All right,
man, that's crazy.
Yeah, we got to make sure they're all ready to go for us. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, I know a lot of people want to talk about Hurts. I don't want this to be about passing. We've done a lot of those conversations. I just want him
too
to.
Late.
Well, I know. I just want him to be able to run on Sunday. I think he needs his legs. I think they need his legs for the run game, for the victory on Sunday. I hope he's going to be fully healthy or close to it. Hugh thinks they're going to be okay, even if he's not able to move like normal. We'll see as the week goes on here. But we opened the show today with a Daily Douglas, some advice. But then, you know, sometimes even the person giving the advice, they're not the best person at kind of executing their own advice. So we know the mayor yesterday had, can we hear this? Some issues with a chant that we hear on WIP every day.
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles!
Yeah, she was
Let's nervous. Go, Bird!
Yes, so Mayor Parker struggled yesterday with that. And then this morning, you know, Daley Douglas saying, you know, just take your time. But then about an hour later on the show, we had this incident. Yeah, that's a good idea. You're right about that.
Like, if you even say it in your mind, say E, and then you say A, L, G, and you're like, whatever. But see, in my defense,
E-A-L.
You kind of didn't even catch that. I could have let that go. But in the interest of being fair and balanced, I did that to see what y'all on y'all toes.
Yeah, I like how you spin this, too.
Yeah. No, you
that.
Didn't.
I did that to see what y'all on y'all toes. E, and then you say A,
I did
L,
that. I did that on purpose.
G. No. You know what, Kyle? You know what I did, to be totally honest? I didn't take my own damn advice. I didn't spell it in my head. I just started talking. And
those
point still remains the same. You got to slow down when you say that chat,
E,
man.
And then you say A.
You ain't got to keep playing. Nobody asked you for that. Yeah. Now just put it in there with all the rest of the failures that tried to do.
Let me hear you all say E.
Except for the mayor. Can't call the mayor a failure. Might need the mayor one day.
When you're trying to open a Buc-ee's in Philadelphia.
Yeah, she had a tough week.
I might need the mayor one day.
Do you think the key might be what you just said, spell it out in your head before? Because it seems so many people get tripped up as they try to do it just like off the cuff.
Well, you know, it was like I was trying to be, you know, I'm trying to make a point, and I was like, damn, Hugh, you screwed it up your damn self. I'm trying to make the point, and I'm like, damn, you didn't mess around and did what everybody else did.
Maybe it's harder than I'm thinking it is.
No, it's you're in the moment, and you're listening, and you're like, E-A-G, instead of thinking that, you just start talking.
There's been some moments over the years. I think some of the pregames in the past, if it was a trot, someone really had a tough time. Doc, I mean, it's happened. I mean, it happens to the best of us. It got
it happened
Mayor
to
Parker.
Jalen one time when he went to the Super Bowl, didn't he? He spelled it wrong, or he sang his fight song
he
wrong.
He just sang it
he
terribly.
He sang it terrible. Yeah, terrible fight song.
I think Ike screwed it up at the pregame show 2 weeks ago.
I see. It gets a lot of people.
I'll tell you what, man, and I don't feel bad because it happens to everybody. Yeah, that one right there. See, it's the E and the A. It's the GL. That's what it is.
Wait a minute.
For most
people. That was only like four letters.
No, but
I'm
just saying.
E-L-E-S?
So I think if I had to guess what was happening, he realized he screwed up and just went to Eagles. Like, so everyone.
That's what you do when
just
you screw it up.
Just get to the Eagles and stop spelling.
Just when you screw it up, you just hope the sweet little baby Jesus, ain't nobody heard it. Just keep it moving. E. And then you say, hey, see,
L,
that's where I screwed up at.
G.
I did it too slow.
You know, no one ever
so there's a happy medium.
It's never the N that gets people. It's always those first four letters.
Yeah.
It's like, if you get through there, you're home free. Let's get back to the phone lines here. We have Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
My dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's going on, man?
Will, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, listen, this is my thing, right? We talk all this about Jalen, you know what I'm saying, but where we at?
NFC right championship here. Game.
One game right before the Super Bowl.
Right? Exactly. So the thing is, like, Jalen, what Jalen need to do is what Jalen been doing. You dig what I'm saying? Because the thing is, like I said before, when we drafted Saquon, right? Not drafted, but when we got Saquon, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. It was all based upon the run. We knew what we was getting. So, yes, the passing is going to cut down, and it's been working. So my thing is this, just like we did with the Rams, man, put that Daniels in the box, man. Put him in the box, you know, like the boy said, you know, put a spy on him. And let's eat, you know, let that defense eat. And we ain't talking about the defense has 16 takeaways in the last five games. We ain't talking about all these different quarterbacks that was giving the ball up, that was throwing picks and everything, turning the ball over. You see where they at. They watching us. They watching a real quarterback. They watching a real team, and, you know, keep going, right? The last thing I want to say, everybody keeps saying that Washington playing with the house money. Well, guess who the house is? And guess who always win? House win. The Eagles is the house, baby. So if y'all want it, listen, bring that money, put it on the table, and go home losers. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I like that. I like that confidence. Will, good phone call. Well, speaking of the turnovers thing, so Jaden Daniels this season has nine total interceptions, and he's played, 19 games?
Mm-hmm.
Three of those are against the Eagles, though, where they got him for one here in Philadelphia, I believe, and they got him for two down in Washington. So they've got him, Hugh. They've picked him off three times in the two games.
Yeah. So there's going to be, you know, Jaden's going to come in here and he's going to try to do his thing. No question about that. But I think that we have enough and we have the right kind of personnel that we match up extremely well with him, man. Speed kills in a game like this, especially playing against a quarterback like that. Mm. Speed kills. And, you know, CJGJ is going to do a hell of a job to make sure that he does not get kicked out the game this time. I think that was a deciding factor. And you look at Jalen started that game off, looked like he was about to light the Commodores up.
Well, they were up. They were going down for another score. He ran, and Frankie Louvu took him out of the game.
Yeah.
Like, he tried to take Jared Goff out
there. It's funny. People, now Frankie Louvu has that moniker of being a dirty player. I don't think he's a dirty player, man.
No, but look, if Jalen's in the open field, he's coming.
Yeah, he's going to take his head off.
He's coming to hit
him. Get down.
That's for sure. Let's talk to Ray in Norristown. Hey, Ray.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Ray. What's up?
I just wanted to say this one thing. I think Jalen Hurts is a great quarterback, but I just started looking at just things that make me question whether or not, because he's hurt, he's going to be that impactful in our game. I mean, the RPO and then the running with Saquon Barkley. The thing that just keeps coming to my mind is that he's not a timing quarterback when he throws balls to receivers at the top of their route. He has to have confidence and trust in them. And the last thing about that is he's a line of sight quarterback. He throws the ball directly when he feels they're open. And I see all the patterns that they run. And the fact that the coaches took the air out the ball so that they would not get caught and him turn the ball over, which he does. And then the fact, lastly, he did a lot of check downs and audible with changing the plays. So I'm thinking that he has to run. And if he can't run, he has to stand in that pocket and get it to those Lamborghini wide receivers that we pay $1 zillion to and let them prove and get us to the championship.
Let's do
That's what I got.
Yeah, well, Ray, good phone call. I mean, Hugh, this as we go through this week, this might be, if Jalen is compromised physically with his knee, this is going to end up being a big test for Kellen Moore, right? He's got to...
You got to call a good game, man.
Set him up, easy throws, quick throws.
Yeah, and you can't let the game get away from you. I think for most Eagle fans, and what we were talking about this morning, we're afraid that with what the Commodores did last week to the Lions, that the game's going to get away from us. Can't let that happen. Anytime you're in a playoff scenario, in a playoff situation like that, you can't let the game get away from you. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if the Commanders come in here and score 45. Now, are they going to get into the 20s? Probably. How many, like, on top of your head right now?
17. We have the best defense.
That'd be pretty damn impressive.
That'd be amazing.
We have the best defense. I understand that we got one of our linebackers hurt, but we got the best defense in the playoffs right now.
Well, if you're
17.
Well, you know what that means?
17.
They're going to make a lot of fourth down stops.
That means Buckies.
The Commanders aren't punting. So no, they're going to go for fourth downs.
17. This is what's going to happen, because this is how you stop that. There's going to be, and what I mean by that is stop them from doing that fourth down. Stuff them. I don't think Coach Quinn in this game against us, I mean, he's not going to be that riverboat gambler.
Oh, I disagree.
You think so?
This is how they got here. I think he's going for fourth downs game.
Listen, your guard hurt. We got a grown ass man in that middle. Boy, it better be. If it's fourth and inches, you better think about that.